This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Bomb threats at three Ivy League college campuses caused evacuations and police investigations Sunday, with at least two schools saying the threats there were unfounded. Cornell, Columbia, and Brown universities alerted students to the threats. Authorities at Columbia and Brown said campus buildings had been cleared by Sunday evening. In Ithaca, New York, Cornell police cordoned off the center of campus on Sunday after receiving a call that bombs were placed in four buildings. The threats came 2 days after a bomb threat at Yale University threatened the evacuation, forced the evacuation of several buildings as well as nearby businesses in New Haven, Connecticut. The failed assassination attempt against Iraq's prime minister at his residence on Sunday has raised tensions following last month's parliamentary elections, where Iran-backed militias were the biggest losers. Helicopters circled in the Baghdad skies throughout the day, while troops and patrols were reinforced on the streets and near the capital's fortified Green Zone, where the overnight attack occurred. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi appeared in a televised speech soon after the attack, which was carried out on his residence by armed drones. The prime minister only suffered a cut, but seven of his security guards were wounded in the attack, according to two Iraqi officials. In his speech, al-Kadhimi called for calm dialogue. He called the attacks cowardly. He said such attacks don't build a future. Later Sunday, he met with the Iraqi president and held meetings of his cabinet and security team. There was no claim of responsibility. Suspicion fell on Iran-backed